It's fine Election Day weather, and there are certainly plenty of candidate choices. 15 for mayor and nearly 24 spread across 4 school board races. You should be able to find someone to check. Plus, there are around $150 million in bond packages and the tax cap initiative proposition gracing today's ballot. Lots of reasons to take the time to vote. Now, if you don't know your precinct polling place, it's a pretty simple matter to find it. You could look in yesterday's Anchorage Daily News. Go to the complete listing on page 8 of the A section and simply match the voter precinct number with the one on your registration card. No newspaper? Municipal Election Coordinator Guadalupe Marroquin offers a second method.
Another option is to go on the computer to www.muni.org and click on My Neighborhood. If you use that, you just type in your address and use the political pull-down menu, and it'll not only tell you what your precinct is, but it'll give you a map and all your representatives. It's full of information.
Again, the Anchorage Municipal website is muni.org. As in the past, the City Elections Office has set up its two special citywide voting places. One is at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport in the South Terminal, downstairs by the car rental area. The other is in the campus center at the University of Alaska, Anchorage. Both locations have ballots for all precincts and operate at the same 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. hours. Marquand says the Municipal Elections Office also tries to reach out to shut-ins who have not voted already using the absentee-by-mail alternative.
You, as a shut-in voter, can designate your own personal representative who it could be a friend or a colleague and ask them to go pick up your ballot for you. That person would go pick up, sign out your ballot, bring identification, take it to you, and then you can vote from the convenience of your home. They can witness your signature for you and then take the ballot back to the polling place for you.
And any patient at a local hospital who is a registered Anchorage voter can contact the Municipal Elections Office and it will send someone to the hospital with a ballot. Although most of us will vote today in our local precinct, an increasing number of Anchorage voters prefer to vote early, an option that began March 23rd.
This year's absentee-by-mail applications are already 1,300 voters higher than last year. So that's been increased to 3,319 people. It's a 33% increase in absentee-by-mail.
Marroquin says so far the elections office has not seen the early absentee balloting translate into an increase of overall voter participation. It appears to be more of a convenience for regular voters than a lure to reluctant ones. Anchorage mayoral elections are held every 3 years, and the last one, in 2006, saw a 35% turnout. A reminder to KSKA listeners, if you're still undecided about any of the races or propositions, you can go to our website, kska.org, and there you'll find profiles of the candidates, their statements on the recent running programs, as well as descriptions of the propositions. Tonight, we'll be announcing the returns here on KSKA as they're posted, and tomorrow morning, we'll have more election results. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.